Over-the-counter sales of New Zealand's most popular painkiller could soon be restricted. Paracetamol. It's cheap. Is readily available. A coroner is calling for change following the death of a young student from liver damage caused by too much paracetamol. Alana Spanky was just 20 when she died of acute liver failure 3 years ago. Medical experts are looking at whether limiting how much paracetamol we can buy at supermarkets and chemists is the way to go. Countdown is already restricting sales. In a recent University of Otago study found a third of New Zealanders' households have 30 grams or more. That's 60 pills at home. With us is the Medical Director of the Royal New Zealand College of General Practitioners, Dr. Brian Betty. Dr. Betty, kia ora, welcome.
Afternoon, Wallace. Nice to be here.
Good to have you on. This is a really tragic death, this. But look, as I understand, it's an otherwise very safe drug in the prescribed dosage. Is that right?
Look, that's exactly right. And yeah, this tragic event has really highlighted the problem with paracetamol, that if you take it at the prescribed dosage, or the maximum dosage of 2 tablets 4 times a day, which is 8 tablets a day, very, very safe, very effective painkiller, no problems. It's when you take excess to that, either over time or as a single dose in an overdose type situation, it is potentially fatal. And very damaging.
Gosh.
In that it can affect the liver. Yeah.
I read one comment that it is surprisingly easy to go past that prescribed dose if you have a episode or if you have a moment in life, actually as I have, when you're in real pain, there might be some temptation to take more than the packet says, which is a big issue.
Well, we actually see that. So I see patients all the time who have doubled up their dose of paracetamol because they think it'll give them extra pain relief. And look, it actually doesn't, because the dose is the dose, but it actually can actually cause this very potentially severe side effect of liver damage. And I don't think that's very, very well understood in the general community, because we have had this situation where paracetamol is freely available at supermarkets, maybe the dairy or garage or whatever, and that people don't perceive it as a potentially dangerous medication.
Good heavens. So would you say that we need a little more awareness on this in general? I mean, the issues of going above the 8 tablets a day, as you said, is not something you hear a lot about, given the ramifications.
Oh, 100%. I think it does need to be more widely out there that there are problems with paracetamol in excess. But I think we fall into this trap in terms of it being freely available across the counter, that you fall into this trap to think, well, you know, it's a safe medication, it's a good medication. Yeah, if I take some extra tablets, does it really matter? Well, the answer is actually yes. And that really does need to be out in the front of mind, I think, of people when they're using paracetamol and thinking about its use and thinking about where they're using it.
Jenny, you ever thought on this?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, I know it probably does say it on the packet, but there's a lot of small print on those packets. You know, shouldn't it be like a warning on the front of the packet that says overuse of this, more use, you know, greater use than the suggested dosage? It could kill you.
Is that one of the solutions, Brian?
Look, it potentially could be, and certainly that's one of the things that MedSafe, which is the government body that looks at these things, perhaps needs to consider, that perhaps there needs to be more of a warning about taking the medication in excess, as well as the move that's underway to try and restrict the amount that you can actually purchase across the counter.
When that restriction comes into play, is that a bit like it does go into a database so that if someone really wanted to go around 3 different pharmacies and buy excess amounts, that could be stopped? Or is it just in any one point of sale you can't buy more than a certain amount?
Yeah, I think it's any one point of sale you can't buy any more than a certain amount. Anyone wanting to go around different pharmacies to get more paracetamol could possibly do that, because it's an over-the-counter medication that, as you don't require a script for it. It sort of does just, I think, just give that sort of consciousness that it is, you know, a medication that you do have to respect.
Brian, do you think that making it prescription only would be a possibility here, one way of getting around this?
Look, that's something that has been suggested. However, maybe a step too far in terms of where we are with paracetamol, because most people do use it appropriately. They either use it for short term, I've got a headache, a couple of paracetamol, or, you know, I've hurt my ankle, it'll work. So I think the majority of people are, you know, do use it appropriately. So I think prescription only may be a step too far. I think the restriction idea is probably the better space to be in at this point.
Mm. Right. Yeah, I'm just noting that study where a third of New Zealanders have 60 pills at home, and recall reading one poison specialist said that many don't realise that self-poisoning is often impulsive. It's an impulsive act. So if you're having a bit of an acute crisis, you might be in a vulnerable state. Access to large amounts of medicines is risky. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, I do agree with that. In that situation where you are vulnerable in that particular situation, and overdose can be a very impulsive act that actually occurs. A couple of things with paracetamol, I mean, to be aware of, it's a dose of about 15 to 20 tablets that can actually be fatal. So it's not many tablets that you take in one go that can be fatal. However, the key thing about it is, if you do take those tablets, you've essentially got 48 hours to 72 hours to get to a hospital because there is an antidote to paracetamol poisoning.
Okay.
There's an infusion that can be given that can reverse it. However, if you move past 48 hours to 72 hours, it becomes irreversible and basically leads to liver failure.
Mm. Dr. Brian Betty, thank you very much for that.
I guess it's not as rare as you might think, because sort of reading up around this, so there's about 150 deaths in the UK every year from paracetamol, and in Australia over the last 10 years there's been 200 deaths, so it's not an isolated thing, really.
As a chemistry professor, is this something that's been on your radar? Or not?
I'd certainly known about it, but yeah, I guess I was unaware that there'd been any fatalities. I knew that you really shouldn't go over the stated dose, but yeah, no, it can be nasty, obviously. So.